Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Liturgy of the Church announces to us regularly, therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. We join in the song with the angels and they with us. One might be tempted to say, that's news to me. Perhaps it is one of the great gifts of the liturgy that it reminds us of these facts that are otherwise hidden, even alien, or at least not so obvious to us. That here in the divine liturgy, heaven actually meets earth. God's presence has a location. This is where he causes his name to dwell. We begin in the name of God. He is here. At the font and in its waters, the Spirit of God moves to do the miracle that God would give us new birth. From the lectern and pulpit, he speaks his word to us richly, daily, powerfully, doing actually what it declares into our lives. And at the altar, we actually eat the flesh and drink the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins and, oh yes, for life and salvation. Oh, this is the place where God is to be found. And as angels, as it were all about us, worshiping God with us. These angels, the hosts of heaven, are present at, as the words of the collect will say later, at God's ordering and according to his promise in service to God and us. They are messengers, they are defenders, they are intercessors. They do many things for God, but also for us. And we find this pattern, this ordering in Luke's gospel. We find it there in terms of the life of our Lord, for instance. At the announcement of his birth, Gabriel appeared to Mary and announced to her, "Do not fear, God is blessing you." For you see, the appearance of angel to her was a fearful thing, and it needs to be. But do not fear, Mary, and the marvelous, blessed news that brought joy, as Luke over and over says, it brought joy. So a time of joy also at the baptism and birth of John the Baptist, and the tidings of great joy at the birth of Christ, when the host of angels proclaimed to all people that he is born, God is here, he is in our midst. But also at the temptations of Jesus by Satan. The angels ministered him following his temptation by Satan. That same devil, that same liar, who had the gall to say to Jesus, he will give his angels charge of you. Yeah, indeed he did, didn't he? In a way that perhaps Satan did not realize or know or anticipate or want, at least. That after the great temptations, the angels came and ministered to our very Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And remember the night in the garden, the Mount of Olives, when Jesus was in such fearful agony, facing the crucifixion and all that he would have to go through. His sweat was as blood. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him, strengthening our Lord, Jesus Christ. And in what is left but his resurrection. And the angels too were there to announce, quietly but still announce, he is not here, he is risen. What a remarkable thing to hear. This man that was there for the early disciples to hear the message. The messengers of God, the defenders from God, and the intercessors, who especially in the Old Testament are given to intercede for the saints to be there, as for instance in Job. But they are also in our lives. At our birth, yes. There's joy in heaven, we hear in Luke 15, over one sinner who is brought to the kingdom of God. And through our baptism, that's exactly what's happened. Oh, the angels were rejoicing that day that you were baptized. And the church sang with him in that joy. But also in our temptations And there may be the greatest lesson for us today. That's where it seems to really be needed, isn't it? That at the time of our temptations, they were there to minister, to strengthen us. And even when we fall. And at our death, yes, because there will be resurrection as well. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom, we hear in chapter 16. He'll make sure we get to heaven, that we won't lose our way. We will be there, born to the bosom of Abraham, as the hymn says, and that will be the great task, the final task in our life of the angels. In the text for today, the disciples in Luke chapter 10 are amazed that as they went out, they were able to quash the demons and subdue them. And then we hear these remarkable words from our Lord, "I was watching. I was watching the continuous action of Jesus Christ as he continually watches Satan fall like lightning from heaven as his ministry continues today in our midst here in the divine service and in the word and the sacraments are brought to us. Satan falls every time we come here. He is falling continuously. As Jesus did in his exorcisms, the church will free people from Satan's bondage and transfer them over and again to God's kingdom." And finally, the final words of this chapter, or this pericope, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." And the angels will make sure we get there. They're here to protect us against Satan, but also on the day of our death, to bear us to Abraham's bosom. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through true faith in Christ Jesus.